am Will Weeder. I'm the Chief Information Officer for Ministry Healthcare in Wisconsin. I am in charge of information technology, strategy, operations. I think there are a couple of things that are driving the adoption of social media. First of all, people want to learn things. They want to learn from each other, from their successes, and from their mistakes. And this is a great way to do that quickly and easily. I think organizations also want to connect to their customers. They want to know them better, and they want them to understand what services we have, what we can offer to them to make their lives better. You know, I honestly think we've got a long way to go before we do a good job of leveraging social media, especially among healthcare providers. I think today we use it more of as an electronic billboard. We're not really doing what we can to engage our patients. We're not really hitting the mark with them. I would give most of us a C- or D+ in terms of the social media strategy. You know, I think typically you see tweets and Facebook posts about things that you might read in a brochure, things that you might learn about in a flyer. A very common tweet is, come to our health fair. Well, you know what? You're online. That should be your health fair. The health fair should be you using Twitter and Facebook to engage the patients. They just shouldn't have to get in their car and burn fossil fuels to go see you face to face. That's what the internet's all about. So I think we've got a long way to go in terms of our organizations being better users of social media. You know, I think the really good users of social media are those communities that are focused on a topic. I'm very connected with Crohn's and colitis, and I'm very impressed with what the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America does from social media. Not only are they doing fundraising, not only are they reaching out to people that have those diseases and help them connect them with the right resources, you know, but they're telling them about the latest research, which is really, really important to those people. So it's really the information that people want to know. They seem to do a great job of connecting to them. Yeah, I mean, my nature is to be hopeful, but also candid and hard on myself and hard on my organization and the industry to do better, you know. But I think there's a world of opportunity there. I look at where we're at now versus where we were in the past. 5 years ago, we were debating if employees should have Twitter and if we should even be on social media, you know. So I think there's been some good, solid progress, but I would challenge ourselves to do better. I just love technology. I love the intersection of technology and culture and how technology changes culture. You know, and for a long time, there would be some sort of event every few years about something that would come along and change culture, AOL, you know, or something like that. Now, there's just something every month that changes the way we interact, you know, be it the iWatch or a number of different technologies. And it's really exciting to me to see all those changes and to think through what does that really mean, good and bad. That's something I enjoy doing in my personal life, and it really translates to what I do at work. Oh, definitely positive. Whenever people are talking to each other and sharing information, that's positive. Sure, there are negatives, but it's a net positive. I do feel like we live in a culture now where people have talking points and they're not as candid as they once were. And I think social media makes that easy to kind of perpetuate, and I want to see us get past that and really dig down into thinking through what our arguments are and trying to understand what the other person is saying rather than quickly dividing them into one of two buckets. So that's something that I'm hoping will be the next evolution as we use these technologies.